Leonardo swept the floor quickly, trying not to think too hard about the activity going on around him. It just wasn't fair. Everyone else was doing something useful, something productive, something fun. Why did his father have to punish him this way? He had been just fine at home with his uncle. His uncle had time for his questions, time to point out the variety of plants and animals to him. And there he could go outside and draw them anytime he wanted. No one bossed him around and told him what to do. In fact, he was in the midst of sketching the pond behind his grandfather's house when his father had made the shocking announcement that he was to move to Florence to be apprenticed to the great master Verrocchio. And so, here he was, an apprentice, a slave, really. What was he going to learn in this noisy, smelly place? He would never be a great master. In fact, he was never going to amount to anything. That's what he had been told his entire life. And it was time he faced that fact. No, he thought angrily, gripping the broom. He did not accept that fact. He was going to succeed. He was going to prove them all wrong. He was going to accomplish great things one day. He gave the broom a hard push, almost knocking over the young man next to him who was delivering panels to the master. Oh, great. This is not going to be a good day. It was not like it had started well, so why should it end well? Leonardo thought back to that morning when he had first arrived at Verrocchio's Bottega. As he had walked through the busy streets of Florence once more, he had been curious and almost excited about this new adventure that awaited him. When they had turned the corner of the busy street, and he had first seen the artist's workshop, his curiosity had quickly turned to fear, and then back to anger he originally felt when his father told him of this decision. He searched his memories for what his father had ever said to him about art, about his art. Even as a young child, he had always been sketching, scribbling drawings of what he was seeing all around him. His hands could never stay still. When his left hand got tired, he would even use his right hand for a little while.